So, lesson number six, the path of truth is a very thin line. If this were like that, it would be half a problem. The problem is that it's a dotted line. Very thin, and a tiny, it's very broken. It's broken lines. But we have no choice. It is exactly in this way that we can come to the Creator. Why? Because this is not a way. We learn how to be like the Creator. Coming to Him means coming to be like Him. Achieving Dvekut means being completely like Him. This is why we need to learn. How? And you know, the learning is like in this world. You're given something and then you're asked questions. And you're given homework and then you're tested. And there are all kinds of works, like lab works, etc., etc. So there's a practice. Meaning, we don't just, it's not just like a nice stroll on a paved path. Every single moment, we're working on adjusting ourselves to the Creator, adapting ourselves to the Creator. For the time being, you know we are beasts. You all agree? So at the end of the way, we will be man, human, similar to the Creator, Adam. This is why it's called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. For the time being, it's written about us, they are all like beasts. Well, what can you do? That's nature, it's how the Creator created us, and give us a chance to shift from the form of a beast to the form of man. So we just need to agree that the way is very precise, narrow. You could fall off. You could drop out because it suddenly, because you suddenly are find yourself in a realm where you can't find your way. So you don't know which way is back, right, left. So maybe it's best to go back. If you don't know what's ahead, maybe going back is the best. So we really are on a very special hike. You know, to walk safely on a hike, whoever went on a real hike, it's when, besides wearing the right clothes, you also follow someone. Where he places his foot, you place your foot. Left, right, you follow his footsteps exactly. You also have a walking pole, a staff. So if you follow him with the walking pole, then you put your foot where he put his, then you advance for sure, you progress. Otherwise, no one knows. It's a complete uncertainty. So it's the same for us, except instead of someone, instead of him, the one in front of me is the group. And I have to, through my relationship, my steps, I have to go together with them as they, so I. They jump, I jump. They sit, I sit, they stand, they walk, I'm with them all the time. I copy, imitate their movements above reason. I don't think about it, just so I can be like them. Because I have no other example. No other example. And when, in this way, I begin to, in this silly way, to constantly look at them and be like them and be like them. They're like this, they're like that. And I follow all of their actions, I suddenly begin to see that within the group there is a higher intellect. And the group isn't functioning like that because it feels like it, but because there's someone above it who moves it. So it makes me do this and that, take this and that step, and therefore I begin to see in the group that it's not a group. It is the Creator who is in it. And this is how He depicts to me movements, thoughts, desires, actions that I need to do. So it turns out all of a sudden that the way to the goal, although it's very thin, I have something to grip to. I grip them and I don't let go. I don't let go. Anything but let go. Where they are, that's where I am. Where they go, I go. Exactly where they place their feet, I place mine. And with a pole that helps me not fall, I follow them. This is how we advance. And I'm not thinking, I don't think of myself. I think how I will copy on me all the movements of the one in front of me, the group. That's all it takes. Qualities, movements, the simplest ones that maybe I'd be able to do much better. I don't go for them. I don't go with my intellect. I go with how the group goes, because there's something special about the group that doesn't exist in me. A higher spirit. It is present on the 10. And I don't have it. If I want to have it, I must go into the 10. Be immersed there. This is how we advance. And this whole path, it turns out that there is no path. There are states that the group goes through that are more and more and more advanced, more complex states, and I must be included in them. And each time I feel like I don't want it, I don't think it should be this way, and my intellect and mind work the opposite, and I get angry at them. And as it is written in the book of Zohar, I want to kill them. Kill them. Do something to the group. Something to spoil them, to break them. Because I'm sure with my intellect, with my common sense, I know they're doing something wrong. They're doing it wrong. What? Did I learn less than them? Was I just born yesterday? Don't I know that this is what should be done? But what do? I shut my mouth. And I shut my eyes. And I shut my ears. Only where they are, that's where I am. You want to do this kind of exercise? Everyone, put your fingers in your ears. Block them. Eyes. Everyone, shut your eyes. And shut your mouth. Now you need to open your ears, otherwise you won't hear me. Once we do this, you will start feeling that you are going into the society. You don't want anything but to feel that they are in, that you are inside. That you are inside, and that's it. Nothing else matters. Not to hear, not to see, not to speak, nothing. I only want to be present. What is this like? Ubar, an embryo in its mother's womb. Don't you remember? We were all like that once in the mother. We didn't see, we didn't hear, we didn't speak. We have to learn from nature. This is the form of the Dvikut. And this is what we need to be. Ubarim, embryos. The ibul, the conception, or the impregnation, is the beginning of every spiritual state. Afterwards, you have ibul in ikamuchin every time, which means ibul, impregnation and nursing and adulthood. Every time, but this is what we need to do. It goes in cycles. Now let's read number two.
Our second verse is...
Maybe we'll stay in ibul a little longer. Let's talk about how this situation of being in ubar, an embryo, can always help us find the right place within the group, even more in the Creator. I detach myself from any thoughts or decisions. I only annul myself, nullify myself, and then I'm in the group and I'm in ubar. I already have the beginning of spirituality. If I annul myself so as to be an ubar, an embryo, please talk about it. Now we want to achieve the state of an ubar.
In truth, it all starts from the fact that you truly close yourself up from all directions, and the only thing you want is to be immersed inside the group and for them to operate you. There's nothing that is higher, and also you know that you're in the hands of the friends, and they're raising you in that direction.
Ubar.
Ubar. Between us, there are networks of connections. Corrected. To connect to them, we need to detach from any external disturbance and try to focus and feel this thing that is so present here. The thing that makes this place and these people, this gathering, special.
Everything that lives in the group is the right thing. And many times it seems to the beastly mind as contradicted and against any logic. And it's true that the whole reason of the world is not with us, but everything that lives in the group is always a much higher intellect, a higher mindset that is above everything. Every action that we do, that the action of the ubar, of the embryo, is to cancel all resistance and to adhere to it. We simply have one reason for this, and because there's illumination there, there's spiritual life there. That's our goal in this life.
Right. The state of an ubar only grows afterwards as well. It's not like now we are ubar and then something else. It's an ubar that is with more and more and more annulment. And this privilege to be a pipeline, to be nothing. So nothing of the will to receive sticks to you, but only for the group and for the Creator. It's a huge privilege. It's all we need, just to be in it.
It's an immense state. It's very delightful. The person doesn't feel himself, and that's, he just feels the group. There's in great gratitude for this.
The minute we shut our ears and eyes to all the senses, to the ego, we can exert with the heart to merge with the friends, and for the heart to go with you, the friends.
Because everything that's... Rav, when we came to a state in which we come to the society, I'm zero, I'm a ubar in the society. There is no me, just the society. Whatever they want, whatever they think, whatever they speak, everything, I accept it truly as an ubar, an embryo inside his mother, as it's written, he eats whatever his mother eats. Meaning everything that he is, I'm fed by the group, I accept, and that's me. Without any criticism. So how do I advance?
Magia.
A jump of the will to receive comes. The ego begins to talk. Let's say, give an example in every 10, how the ego all of a sudden jumps. And then what do I feel? What is it telling me? Well, don't look at me.
No.
Well, I don't want to hear the friends. I don't love them. I don't care. I'm fed up. I want to leave. Where it doesn't seem to me that this group suits me. All kinds of such things, right or not? You don't want to come out of Ibur, I see. How do I want you to talk about this talk. It's very important. We are beginning to move a little on the path to spiritual birth. How can we, after we feel all sorts of such disturbances, what do we do? How do we answer? Talk to each other about this. You talked about annulment, about the fact that you're receiving everything that's in the group without any questions or doubts. There are none. Now, questions and doubts begin to awaken. What do you feel? What form of doubts? And how do you overcome this? Talk about this, please, between you.
The harder doubts are the uniqueness, as if nothing came out of your life. You can't be special in anything. You gave your life to society and you ended up with mediocrity at best. There's no solution to this. We just have to go to society and ask what they need and keep doing the utmost that the friends need and pray for the best.
I don't know. It's not such a problem. You have to come to the society, and then all that happens there is simply completely contradicted to what you feel, understand, think, want. And you're constantly in absolute resistance towards this reality that is upon you at that moment. The only thing that can save you is the extent to which you are willing to take the importance from the society, to invest in deeds in the society. This enables you to nullify. And it doesn't matter what you're experiencing inside, you still, on the outside, can be in soul devotion with them. We're talking about doubts, yes? Doubts are like people that are a little not updated with what's going on in the world. The Rav comes from a certain place. Today the world's a little different. We need to do it like this or like that. They don't understand all the way. It's some false conception. How could this be this way or not that another way? There are doubts from here until Honolulu. How do we overcome them? That's only the creator that overcomes them through the force of connection in the group, to the extent in which you manage to hold on to that connection in the ten. And that's the only way above the doubts. You have no chance of getting out of them on your own.
So, the doubts in alphabetical order. There are many doubts toward the friends, toward the way, toward the teacher. It seems like everyone's wrong. You have all kinds. Even when you overcome, there are doubts of pride, how much you overcame, all kinds. The only way is to overcome the doubts is a morning lesson, to be with the friends, to come with his help, and gradually, together with the friends, in the workshop, another word, you're suddenly included in a different influence, and everything is turned upside down. But it happens only thanks to the friends and the light.
Actually, when there are doubts, then there's no doubt. No one understands. They all say, if it wouldn't happen, I wouldn't do. I know better than the others. Maybe the others are neglectful or disregardful towards something that should have been cared for. It's, in simple words, pride. Pride and control and all those things that come out of a person. And then there's no doubt, because you're right, 100%. And then you come to the lesson. You lead your animal there. The light washes you, and all of a sudden everything takes on different forms. And the previous state seems like pretty foolish and stupid and misunderstood. And with joy that we've been through that too. This time we went over that again. Well, cool.
Doubt is mainly when you lose the love of friends, and this is the place to ask for help from the upper force, because everything is from him.
There are also doubts that you don't feel that you're doing enough, or that you can't, or you're not giving. Doubts can come from your attitude towards the friends.
Rav, but the Creator doesn't want us to just cling to the ten. Rather, dvikut, adhesion, with the ten is a means to adhere to him. This is why we must, when we try so hard to be included in the ten, to think that there is the Creator, and this is why I want to cling to them. I do this act. In other words, I yearn for him, but through the friends. The friends are like conditions, like something without which I don't become attached to the Creator. I have to wrap him up with a group or with the friends, or wrap myself up with the friends. Doesn't matter how you put it. And then he and I can come into contact. Contact, connection, and kissing. Nishika. Nishuk. This is what I have to long for when I annul before the group. Just like we said, you place one foot and you walk with your pole. Then what they do, I do. And I constantly think how I come toward the Creator, that I want more and more. I want to feel him. I want to feel that I come and I really get closer. Maybe like a baby who enters the mother. Maybe in some other way. I want to feel him. Or you could put it differently. That when I come across the society, I am included in the society. I want to feel that I'm included also in the Creator. Talk about it, about all kinds of depictions like this. please.
Simply feel that effort that when we aim to the Creator through the friends, it's a true exertion, because this definition of the Creator is constantly changing and you don't really know what you're aiming towards, but by seeking that thing there through the friends, it's something that gives you that very pure line for it not to return to you. That's the one thing that constant seeking, that search through the friends to the Creator, is what makes this effort to bestow.
A person can't really justify the Creator for his life, for his reality, everything he received and succeeded or didn't succeed. When he goes with society in the actions, when he goes with their needs and their actions, and not what he thought it was right, and what seems to him like it's completely opposite, by that he expresses his prayer, "I'd like to justify the Creator this way. I'd like to achieve Dvikut with the Creator, but I can't, so at least in actions."
Yes, to continue, Iran, I also see that as long as I'm alone, all of this reality simply bothers me all the time. It's completely contradictive to that which society and the group and the Creator. When the Creator enters the picture, you see how the incorporation with them gives you the feeling, the new mind. It gives you the possibility to experience that reality with him, towards him. And that there's a much higher force in reality that manages this movie that you're living in.
Yeah, in the previous lesson we received a reminder that behind every friend there is the Creator. So of course, when I'm included in a society, I'm included in this corrected connection called the Creator.
What's special in our path and in our group is that the Creator gives us this personal care that no one can cheat. Doesn't matter what you did in your civil life, as they say, and what a genius you were, or successful, no one can succeed alone. It's like very clear and pure personal care from the Creator. And when we do this thing together, you want to be integrated in the friends, and you're with them, all of a sudden everything succeeds, even not externally. But that sensation of connection and unity that you have with the friends, you understand that it's the friend who's spinning everything, and that together you have a feeling with him, and this is the most successful feeling that you could have.
Yeah, when there's something much greater than the mind can grasp, you understand that you must have done something correct toward him, because the reaction is that you identify him as such.
We're going to read excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam Shamati, article number 4. The essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator. Meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this is going to be all His work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this, and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs, meaning faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We're going to be reading the verse number 3 from Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, "I fill the heaven and the earth." However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
How can we depict a state where we feel, not in our imagination or in some philosophy, not in the intellect, but feel, as Rabash writes? Rabash, in his letter, how do we feel that the Creator is in all the world? And He is the King of the world. Meaning He does everything, and there is not a single motion, state, thoughts, activity, nothing that comes out without His doing. Only He is present in every single reality. And we are operated. But besides being operated like everyone, we were given a chance to feel the acting force in the operated. And this is the Creator. So how can we picture that we feel that the Creator is a force that operates us, as a force that operates in the operated?
זה בטוח שאדם מתמאס בתוך החברים ומשפיע עליו את אהבת החברים, אז הוא מרגיש את גם פועל וגם
מופעל. כן,
על ידי התקללות שאנחנו ממש...
כן, התקללות, when we really make an effort to feel the reality through the friend's desire, to want like you and to see how we can help you satisfy it. What do I acquire by this? I gradually come to see how the Creator is working to bring all of us to bestow. Every desire of every friend in the tent, the Creator acts on it and operates on it to bring it to bestowal, to attainment. It's as if the ten is a place for me to learn and feel to what extent the Creator controls everything.
In short words, after I've done everything, I discover that He's doing everything.
Yeah, I wasn't around to see what happened in the first or second temple, but I was in the Desert Congress, and I don't remember such a clear example of a complete reality that's controlled by the Creator in the greatness of the friends and at the center of the group. And you could feel that since that moment we attained the wood between us and the covenant in this Congress with more of youth or states of connection, everything is built on it, for better or worse. And to me, it was an example, really in the flesh. It's engraved in the bones. Like this is like a landmark in life that you can relate to.
It actually really stands out how you can see the, if you're with yourself, you're incorporated with everything except for the Creator. You give yourself kind of like as if you can do something. You're giving forces to people around you. But it's specifically our society. The beauty that you feel is that it really zeroes you out. It resets you every time. And it lets you look at reality through your intellect and feelings of what the Creator is doing, that He's operating.
Excerpt 4. Baal HaSulam, Introduction to Talmud Yisrael Sefirot, Item 4. It is written, O Lord, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. You maintain my lot. You placed my hand on the good fate to say, this take for yourself. It is indeed true that the Creator Himself puts one's hand on the good fate by giving him a life of pleasure and contentment within the corporeal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content. One necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees a tranquil place, even if it seemingly appears amidst the cracks. He flees there from this life which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this. And one's choice refers only to the strengthening.
How do we maintain ourselves in receiving everything, even the worst of things, like it's the best possible thing? Because they both come from the Creator, and there's none else besides Him, and that they both come only in order to direct us towards adhesion, towards dvikut, where there's none but Him, He's good that does good, and therefore it doesn't matter to me what I receive. I always receive every given moment the true, correct push, the ideal push, truly, in order to lead me to the purpose of my life, to dvikut in the Creator. How do we constantly maintain the group in such a state, where to each and every one has this knowledge and is constantly in that state, in such a defining state? Then, after each of us all hold ourselves in such a way, how do we then connect and unite between us with the Creator within us? Please, so each brings himself first to the state in which he is completely nullified before the group, and for the sake of everyone, how we can connect together, to what point together, and if so, we need to reveal the Creator. Let's do an exercise.
What should we do? I didn't understand.
Talk. How do we do this? Why do we do this? For what are we doing this? Etc. And do it.
Everything that happens to me comes from the Creator.
No.
I don't know.
Let's talk about this thing together. Everything the friends do towards me, they always talk about the greatness of the Creator, and I don't pay attention to this. I just need to open my ear and hear more of this influence, and not to be alone in all these states that come to me in my life, but to put the influence, the bestowal of the friends, when it feels good or bad, clothe it in me. The answer is to intermingle with the friends as much as possible.
Right, because whether I want to or not, I'm part of the 10, even if I don't admit it. The Creator works on the 10, not on anyone personally. So in order to begin to understand what is happening in my life, I have to think about the 10 as well and see how He acts on us through it.
You know, why am I thinking of the 10 each as part of my soul, the most precious part? And that's why we pray, for us to have the desire to bring Him contentment, to feel the love towards Him.
And the trick is to constantly see that the friends, notice that it's the friend working, the concern, the effort and concern for them should be toward Him. So this is how we need to be. And when we all commit to this, will be able to hold on.
I think that this point is a point in a place beyond the force of each of us, and the fact that each tries to be there, it gives us forces to one another to try and do beyond the max that each can do.
One of the hardest things to agree on that we can do together is that there will be no fewer blows, there will be more. But when we aim outward toward the friends, it hurts less or it feels different than if you focus on yourself. Because then the goal seems like you're very sensitive because you're focused on yourself. So you suffer it several times more. When you're in the others, it mitigates it somehow.
And then you don't worry about the blows. The blows will come, like it or not. The thing is to concentrate where all the blows and the disturbances come from, an attitude of love towards you, that this is how you're being grown, developed, encouraged. This is how the society needs to wash you in that sensation that the Creator is good, that does good, and you have to give them that same attitude. As mutual as it is from both sides, you can live in such a reality.
In what point can we connect and there discover the Creator? It is a point of a common outcry, a common chisaron, lack, deficiency. It's clear to everyone that only the Creator can help. Complete despair with our own strength and complete yearning for salvation.
This point is an annulment of each and every friend in the efforts to nullify the pride, control, that I'm managing my life in the world and not the Creator's doing it. And each time, very clear proof that it's coming from the Creator, but still, we can't do this alone. This has to be done in the ten. The annulment is when you operate towards the friends, care for them.
Rav. Okay. I've come to a certain state. I am in Dvikut, adhesion with the group, and in Dvikut with the Creator, and everything is good. And the situation stops. It just stops. How do I come out of it? I want to advance. How do I advance from the ideal state? I'm totally with the group, the Creator, the everyone, everything. How do I come out? I want to run away. Not just run away from this, no. But run forward. Because it's infinity and I want more. To adhere to the group even more, to adhere to the Creator even more, to achieve more influence on them and on others. So how? I don't know. How do I come out of it? It's like hell. Although it's really heaven. Let's go.
First, connect to the source. To the sources. Where were they written if not from the highest possible place? So of course from there the solution can also come of how to come to a higher state.
Connect to the friends, to the society. I don't know.
It's the group and the books. That's exactly the matter. The more we effort more in connection between us, the first thing is that the desire grows naturally. And if we don't identify that it grows, then I heard Pticha, and maybe something else will open.
Yeah. It's like it's like apes became people. A new Oshimo appeared, and we have to realize it correctly through the group, the books, and.
And if it's not the Oshimo that is maybe the way of nature, then there's an opportunity to adhere to the society. Where if friends come with an awakening and you say, well, I'm going with the friends, even though you're not capable already.
Rav, I'm old, I have everything, and I'm walking bent down, searching as if I lost something. I want something more. What is it I'm looking for?
Kadima.
Let's go.
I have everything, and I'm old. I'm looking for more opportunities. More opportunities to bestow to the friends, to invest in the friends, to give them the confidence, the importance that there's only the Creator in reality. Because the disturbances will come upon me, like it or not. It all depends on what I'm doing for them.
The point of connection with the friends in the tent. I have nothing to look for beyond. And it won't come because I find it. It will come because I will exert for it. I'll do something for the tent. I'll cry out to the tent. I will awaken. I don't know what. You have to do something. And then that end of the rope is revealed. If there's something certain in reality, is that whenever you need the tent, it'll be there.
I heard in every friend there's always a place of deficiency where you can raise his mood. And it's always disclosed in the friends, and no one can do it on their own. So we should always look how to incorporate in the friends, and where they're joyous and connect about the importance of the goal. And in the world around us, there's so much deficiency, and you can incorporate in it through dissemination. Then you can go bound over also in the ten, and also as you're incorporating in the world.
Yeah, and while I'm old, and I'm totally in that state, and I'm looking for a chisawan, so I know the chisawan is not for me, it's for the friends, and for humanity. So I go look for what they need, maybe more dvikut with the Creator, maybe through them to be more adhered to the Creator.
The search is how to develop others. Where is that place that you can fill them?
Yeah. And if we've created a complete kli that can receive the light, in order for it to grow, we need to acquire broader vessels, wider. And it's only through concern, so that the concern and mutual dependency to be more felt, we have to go outside as much as possible.
Similar to a state of a convention where we don't go outside and come back. It's always good here. So it's truly like the work that we need to do here in adding to the search of how you can raise the spirits, and this is the goal. And
Rav, why is it that in such an ideal state where I'm attached to the group and in the group to the Creator, and everything is so beautiful and good, what else can I do? This is called Galgal Ta'anayim. Clean. I have nothing left but to go outside and disseminate, teach, bring to me, to the group, to the Creator, additional kelim, vessels. And then through connecting them to us, we will be able to continue to advance in dvikut among us too. Clear? If we have come to a certain saturation, me, group, together, Creator, together, closed up. Inside, we can't find anything. Makes sense. So what have we got left? what we've got left is a huge audience outside of us. Let's add them to us. Degree by degree, degree by degree, and then we will rise to the end of correction. At the end of correction, there will be other deficiencies. There, the deficiencies will come from abundance, completeness, that are very big. We will talk about them later. For now, let's talk about how we have come to a certain point of saturation on the way. Now we have to go outside in order to acquire more fuel and then advance onward toward the end of correction. So go ahead, talk about it.
The essence of our work is always this expansion and restriction, like breathing, like going out and coming in, like the desert, and now this, where we're gathering more deficiencies. I don't know, it's like the whole, every cyclical process. The thing is to be joyous that although we're going to go out to a new week and all that, it's all from zero with happiness, from the place that we do need the greatness of the Creator.
Yep, I don't know, that's how the method works. I see that when we only deal with ourselves, at some point you kind of begin to decay. There's nowhere to unload everything you've accumulated. Even in moments when you feel like total rag and you can go out to teach or do something to disseminate, to invest in something that is not you, suddenly you see how it gives you vitality that a moment ago you didn't have.
It's a matter of being a transition. That's our role for the world, being that transitory part, which for the broad public, we shouldn't forget this. Our whole existence is our connection with the broad public. And not, God forbid, some workshop in personal development here.
All we need to do is collect these dwindling, flaccid organs, like the people we saw yesterday who want to hear about Kabbalah, and today we'll have more of them. Like a friend said, love will cover all the crimes. All the deficiencies we collect from the public. Because if not, we'll begin to implode. So we need to take this love and cover all of the deficiencies of the general public and raise them up.
Yes, every time we go outwards, it's actually a deeper inward movement. There's no question that we need dissemination, and it'll succeed if we demand more adhesion between us and with the Creator. Otherwise, what are we disseminating at all?
Yeah, exactly. We're going into the root of our soul. The transition is where we feel our place, the wholeness.
Also, when we go outwards, we need to do it together, inwards. Meaning, also if we go out, we have to also be together when we go outward. Even as an example, this evening, there'll be an evening.
והיום אנו We have
time for a few questions and answers, so please.
Friends, as we know, if you want to ask questions, come here to the center of the hall. We have the ushers with the red caps who are waving at us right now. Here they are.
Yes, please.
Hello, Rav. My name is Osvaldo from China.
I'm Osvaldo Misin.
I just have a very general question. After everything you've said,
אחרי כל מה שאמרת,
the only question that comes to my mind is,
השאלה היחידה שעולה לראשי,
if we succeed,
אם נצליח,
how is the world going to look like?
איך העולם ייראה?
איך העולם ייראה?
How will the world look? It won't appear, it won't be.
Thank you.
Toda.
Ani omer bikol haritzinut.
I'm talking with all seriousness. What we see as we learn in the perception of reality. In the introduction to the Book of Zohar, it's spoken about this quite a lot. In the Book of Zohar, there's plenty about this. What we see is what we imagine to ourselves inside of our egos. To the extent in which we begin to rise above the ego, this world begins to gradually lose its materialism. And then we don't feel it. It more and more takes on the form of a world of desires and thoughts, forces, qualities. But not matter of still vegetative animal and speaking. This all dissipates. That's why this is called the imaginary world. Please.
Hello, my name is Dana. I'm from the Point in the Heart group in Petah Tikva. I've been studying for 3 years, and I see that this place and the wonderful people here in the world clay is growing. But the more it grows, the more I realize there's a lot more evil, more wars, more mess, more hatred. But if we're growing and disseminating, why isn't it winding down?
The more you discover the world more, you're discovering yourself. And in accordance to the way you discover yourself, you see how much more you have to correct. The world is what's inside of you, within you, and not on the outside. We are not world correctors that need to correct something outside of us. If we were to correct ourselves, we would see the world, the world of good. The good world. This is what we need to learn. That's on one hand. On the other hand, in a simple corporeal way, of course, the world from day to day is becoming worse. Certainly, it will be even worse than it is. In that trend, it will appear worse and worse. What can we do about that? That's why we're here, and we're learning how to bring forth the correction of the world. That's it. Enter, join, and you'll get the method. Please.
Buongiorno Rav, sono Francesco dall'Italia.
Shalom Rav.
No, Rav, I'm Francesco from Italy.
E ho fatto diversi congressi.
Hayti kvar be'arbe knesim.
I've been to many congresses.
C'erano momenti di salita, di discesa.
Bekol kenes yesh.
Every congress you have moments of ascent and descent.
L'amore per gli amici e poi odio profondo.
Moments when you feel very profound love for the friends and then moments of great hatred.
But
this time and in the Congress in the desert and also here.
Mi sento avvolto dall'amore degli amici come se fosse una condizione costante, perenne.
It's odd. Because I feel constantly wrapped by love of friends, constantly, it doesn't stop. Am I doing something wrong? What's going on here?
It's always like that. It's just now that you're feeling it this way.
No.
Well. They all love you.
E io amo loro.
Ben io e votam.
And I love them.
Well, that's a question. It'll be okay. I love to see you every time you come. Really, continue. We will succeed together. Please, ladies. I didn't understand what's going on there.
Shalom Rav, shalom Kli Olami.
Hello Rav, hello world Kli. We are from the Turkey group. We have two questions.
Söylediniz ki Yaradan sürekli kendini gizliyor. Öyleyse edinimin formu nasıldır?
You said that the Creator constantly hides himself. So how do we attain his form?
We need to build between us such relations in which, according to the law of equivalence of form, the Creator will be revealed. I'm repeating myself. Between us, we need to build such relations that, according to the law of equivalence of form, the Creator will be revealed between us.
Şela Şeni.
Next question.
Merhaba Rav ve Dünya Kilisesi. Şalom Rav, haberim. Yanınıza geldik.
Hello Rav, friends.
Benim sorum, Yaradan'a güven çekmek için, gereken güveni çekmek için üst ışığı dostlardan mı, ona olan inancımızdan mı, yoksa ona olan korkumuzdan mı alacağız? Çekeceğiz.
אנחנו הגענו פה עם כל האחווה
שלנו. We've come here with all of our love, and our, the question is this. In order to draw the light of confidence from the Creator, how can we draw it into the group? Out of fear or out of faith?
We need it all. Both fear and faith and exertion, help, everything that's in us, all the qualities that are in people, each and every one of them, in the proper merger of them in each of us, and the personality of each of us, and the way it connects to all of its friend, his friends. All together, we need all of that. Everything. Don't disregard a thing. The Creator didn't create anything just like that. Sometimes that person curses himself how much he doesn't want to have a certain quality and how much I wanted already for it not to be. And again, I like to lie. Children have lots of things like this. We're not even paying attention to this already, that we lie. But with children, they can see it on them. Or something. Every single quality that is in us, we just need to use it correctly and not to tear it and not destroy it. That's why I need to love the friend as he is. As he is, with all the bad in him and all the filth in him, I need to love him. Because I need the negative qualities of his to connect with my positive qualities, and to the contrary, my negative qualities to connect with his positive qualities, and then there'll be contact, connection, and then we will build this way the general system of Adam HaRishon, one soul. Therefore, what's bad in a friend is not bad. It just shows how much I need to observe it in good, and then I will know how to connect to it, and not the opposite to that. And then there will truly be a good connection between us. Good and good doesn't connect, plus with plus, only plus, minus, minus, plus. So what you discover, a lot of bad in you, very good, very nice. That's how we will have a way to connect. Well, and the third one? That's it. Nice.
Yes, please, last question.
Hello,
World Clay. My name is Konstantin. I'm from Novosibirsk.
Who didn't hear about Konstantin from Novosibirsk? He's asking all the time, even here.
Thank you. Tell me, what does it mean to be included in a ten? How does it feel to be included? How do I know that I'm included in the ten?
Incorporating in a ten means that I am willing to complete them in everything they want. Whatever they want, I will do. Whatever I feel that is worthwhile for me to carry out in them, I will do. I justify them. I'm like Malchut towards the nine upper sfirot. I have nothing of my own. Malchut has nothing of its own. Nine. There are nine sfirot before her, and she herself just receives from them to the extent in which she is willing to support each and every one of them. She gives the desire to each of them, of those filot, and by that receives from them that which is in them, and that filling is felt in her. That's why a person that wants to integrate in his ten, it's like Rabash who writes it. He needs to feel himself less than everyone. He needs to feel himself more than everyone, equal to everyone, in everything, to cause connection in every place that's possible, collect from them the deficiencies, and turn to the Creator, and pray for each and everyone to the Creator, and for everyone to the Creator, until he will reach a state in which this whole mechanism will be in him as an inner demonstration, meaning he's included, integrated from the group. The group needs to be here.
Thank you. Okay, we're about to finish. We just want to remind you that if you haven't had time to ask questions and you still want to ask, you can do that by sending the questions to askubb1@gmail.com. Ask you, letter U, bb1@gmail.com. Rav Leitman, can you summarize what we learned in this lesson?
What do we have there?
Ibur.
Where he nullifies himself, then how he connects to his mother, receiving what's in his mother in its complete manner. That's the whole world for him. That's how I am in the group. Completely there. Other than that, I have nothing. Then I want to grow. So I add an addition, criticism, critiquing, all kinds of things that will strengthen my connection with the group. Not the criticism where I start to be in doubts, but the criticism in what more I can find, other qualities, senses, additional desires in order to strengthen my connection with the group. And this is how we come to a state where eventually, through the group, we discover the Creator and enter the three of us together. Me, the group, the Creator. We should do exercises in this. Each time, repeat it. Return to this in the ten and succeed. That's actually the lesson itself. Is a lesson that summarizes a process that we've been through. And in the near future, we're going to be entering this separation, a detailing of these states, and begin to implement them physically in our state. This is actually what I have to say. Yes? It's true that the path is very narrow, it's a very thin line, but in order, it's good in order to not error here. There's nothing to add here. They already understand everything. I don't know. I see in them people that I can truly talk in short sentences to, and they will understand.
I have a question for you, Rav Leitman. Soon, during the break, you will go to the lobby and you'll be signing books.
They're dictating to me everything I have to do from morning to night. Everything.
So the question is,
השאלה שלי אליך זה איך יש לך סבלנות לשבת ולחתום לנו על ספרים?
The question is, how do you have so much patience to sign so many books to so many people? I see that it's important to you. You're not young. It's hard physically. You give a lesson for 3 hours and you go and sit during the break to sign books. Why do you do it?
Otherwise they won't sell books.
לא, יש עניין.
No, there's a point here in my signing, and I'll tell you. I'm putting forces in there. It remains. It's connected to the book. This is something not simple. I also thought, a little here, a little there. It doesn't matter what's happening with the writings of Rabash, the writings of Parasulam. We have a big archive. There are many writings there from Rabash and Balasulam, original ones, and they're all going through photo literation and adding them on to our literature. You can see, you can read, but the original that they wrote on a piece of paper with their handwriting remains in my archive. There's a great force in it. There's a special force in this.
Is it important for you that our books will be spread out to the public?
Yes, it is very important that our books will be spread out in the public, and as much as it does so in the broader public, but they should be suitable to the audience as much as possible. So if you can each, if not buy books, then buy so that you have at home a small library and give it out and bring it back and give them out and they come back to relatives, to distant people. Then by this you can truly bring forth to yourself great benefit, great advancement, because every person that you somehow have entered through you into contact with the wisdom of Kabbalah, with the upper force, it's through you. You already have a path and a connection, and you will begin to receive a completely different attitude than before. This is called, I've become wiser from all my students. It's not that I'm like teaching students and from this I understand the material better, but rather through them, since I made their contact to the Creator, then through that connection I receive an addition of reason, of higher reason.
Education.
תרפת.